I got me a valentine all lacy and red. I opened it up, and here's what it says. You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Transcribed from Hollywood, Norge, a division of BorgWarner, manufacturers of America's most modern gas and electric ranges, automatic and wringer washers, water heaters and home freezers, originators and world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators, Norge presents The Red Skelton Show. Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, Loreen Tuttle, Pat McGee and Dick Ryan, Elizabeth Root and the Smith Twins will be me, Rod O'Connor. Now the star of our program, Red Skelton.
Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Rod?
Oh, I'm fine, Red. Say, you look all out of breath. What's the matter?
Yeah, I crossed Sunset Boulevard with my eyes open.
What are these California drivers?
Oh, wait a minute. I've heard enough about the California drivers. Everybody's kidding them, you know.
Yeah.
California drivers know what they're doing. If the pedestrians can't guess, it's their own fault. To me, the California drivers are all right.
Well, I agree with you, Red.
Yeah. You do, Rod?
Yes, it's the out-of-towners who cause all the trouble.
Yeah. They mess up everything by driving on the right side of the street.
Yeah. Where do tourists drive against the rules?
Yeah, you won't believe this, but on the way down here tonight, now, to show you how stupid some people can be,
yeah,
there was an out-of-towner, I could tell by the license plate, stopped for a red light. How do you like that? Almost run over a guy in a rowboat. I came down in a rowboat, and a motorboat. Wasn't exactly a motorboat.
Uh-huh.
It's just a small little, a dinghy, you know.
Or dinghy,
yeah,
huh?
But Georgia, my wife, sat on the back with an egg beater.
You're talking about that guy stopping for the red light, Red. What happened, really?
Well, his car is now low man on a Buick totem pole.
Oh,
town and country that's all over the city.
Oh, I don't think it's as bad as all that.
Oh, you don't, huh? Well, only last night, I was driving along, and another car passed me. It was going so fast that my top went down.
Well, there's nothing so unusual about the top of a convertible going down.
I was driving a sedan. Yeah, I was driving a sedan. Yeah. Well, point something out for me so I can read, Dick. When you drive a car, really and truly, you have to drive for five people. The car in front of you, the car in back of you, then the car coming toward you, and your car.
That's only four. Where's the fifth car?
She's going to pull out any minute.
Dave Rose and the orchestra in an old favorite, Beyond the Blue Horizon.
Do you realize that it takes a lot of gas to keep a pilot light burning 24 hours a day on your gas range? Of course, if you had to fumble for a match every time you wanted to light the gas, it would be worth the expense. But the new Norge self-starter gas range doesn't need pilot lights or matches. Electricity lights the gas. You press a button, and any top burner or the oven lights instantly. The electricity is on only when you need it, at an average cost of less than a penny a week. And this thrifty, convenient Norge self-starter is so safe, it won a National Home Safety Award. A Norge gas range offers you so many extra value features, exclusive features like the famous spirulator burners, that actually cook faster with less gas. See all the new Norge gas ranges on display at your dealers now. And be sure to see the award-winning new self-starter model. You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
And now we open our skeleton scrapbook of satire to the stories on doctors and hospitals. Chapter 36. Each year, thousands of new students enrolled in our medical schools. Each year, medical science opens more fields. We go now to a medical college where enrollments are in progress.
Next. Your name, please? I said your name, please.
Oh, I always flunk that question.
You don't even know your own name? You're really dumb.
Well, do you know my name?
No, I don't.
Well, you're pretty dumb, too.
Come on. Now, what's your name?
My name is J. Newton Numskull.
What's the J stand for, jerk?
This only goes so far, and then we miss this boy around here. That's correct.
Yeah. Have you prepared at a recognized college or university for your medical course?
What's that? What kind of a horse?
I say, have you prepared at a recognized college or university for your medical course?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I can see he's a college man. Yeah, at Barber College, they said I'd make a terrific surgeon. Did you hear the joke I told on television about the guy who says, went into the barber shop and he says, whose ear's that on the floor? And the guy says, put your finger in it. If it feels good, it's yours.
Hey, tell me, is your family sending you through med school?
No. They're against it. You see, my mother had an awful experience in a hospital. Mm-hmm. Me.
Well, you've chosen a difficult field, my boy.
Oh, yes, I know. But the field has great opportunities, and I'm sure I'll make good.
Very well. The fee is $200 for the course.
Is the course any good?
Well, me doctors never answer that question.
Oh, I'll enroll. Here's my check.
Mm-hmm. Is the check good?
We forgers never answer that question.
Chapter 37. The thing that medicine is most grateful for. The hypochondriac.
Well, here I am.
Would you believe it? I never had a lesson in my life.
Boy, when I sing like that, I started singing like that when my pop slipped me a hot foot.
You know, I just ain't getting the proper sleep lately. In fact, I ain't been able to close my eyes since I starched my eyelids. When I do get a sleep, I have the worst nightmares you've ever seen. Last night, I had the worst nightmare I have ever had. I dreamed I was me.
Well, live and learn, I always say. I don't always say it, but it says so here. I like to learn and live. That's what I like to do. Come in.
Well, hello, do you clap?
Well, dee.
I spoke a little juicy there. But if you can stand this California weather, you can stand a little...
Clam!
Yeah?
I ain't seen you around lately. What's been wrong?
I've been under the weather.
You have?
Yeah. Got buried under a snowdrift. I've been sick.
Did you have a fever?
Yes. One second I was hot, and then the next second I was cold.
Gee, Willikins, I wonder what cold's that?
I had my heating pad connected to an electric sign outside my window.
Oh, Clam, honestly, if ignorance were catching, you'd be an epidemic. You're a moron.
Well, it proves that in this country everybody has a chance.
Well, I don't care. If you don't feel good, you should go to a hospital, Clam.
Not me, boy. Not me.
Well, if you won't go to the hospital, you should at least have the Mobile Clinic take a look at you. Check on necessary sickness, and with you being out of sight lately, I figured you were sick. So I've already sent for the Mobile Hospital.
I don't know what you just read, but it ain't here. I don't know.
I see. There it is now.
Oh, the Mobile?
Yes.
Howdy, Clam.
Well, Dr. Hyatt.
Come on, get inside the hospital. We'll give you a complete checkup.
Yeah, well, how much for the checkup?
I'll examine you for $2.
Good, and if you find it, I'll split it with you.
Oh, my. Ain't it clean and white in here?
Oh, yes. It's the very latest thing in modern hospital equipment. We have X-ray, iron lung, violet ray, and a complete supply of serviceable equipment for emergency operations.
Never mind the commercial. I'm sick, boy. I'm sick.
Now, you better remove your shirt.
Okay.
What are you tearing your shirt off for? You're supposed to take your coat off first.
Well, speak up. I ain't no mind reader. You said take the shirt off. That's all I know.
Now, let me listen to your heart.
Yeah.
Why do you have your hands folded across your chest?
Well, that's in case anything happens. All you got to do is carry me out.
Nurse?
Yes, doctor.
Wow. Take a blood count.
Give me your finger.
Well, I'd like to, miss, but it's stuck on my hand. That's too fast. She didn't get that. I didn't care for it myself.
Well, let me have your hand then.
Well, what you going to do, tell me fortune? Well, what'd you stick me for?
To get some blood. I need it for the count.
Well, let the count get his own blood. He's got enough for England as it is.
Now, that didn't hurt, did it?
No, but the needle's got more blood than I have.
You don't know it, Clem, but you're sicker than you think. You've got a slight touch of pneumonia.
Well, I hope it don't develop into a cold.
First, I think you should have some oxygen.
Oh, what's that?
Here, put this nozzle over your face and breathe it in deeply.
Oh, what are you doing? What is it, a vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, pretty bad. Leave it on for 2 minutes.
Mm.
You feel all right?
Doctor, is everything all right? Well, Clem's head is swelling up like a balloon.
Oh, he should complain. Used to look like an empty inner tube.
Oh, look! His feet are leaving the ground and he's going up to the ceiling!
Why, good heavens, he's not exhaling. Clem, breathe out! Breathe out!
Look at the way he's bouncing around the ceiling! Clem! Hey, am I all right?
Well, don't stand there. Get me a blowout patch, will you?
Here are the Smith Twins now to tell you the musical story of Slowpoke.
You keep me waiting till it's getting aggravating. You're a Slowpoke. I wait and worry, but you never seem to hurry. You're a Slowpoke. Time means nothing to you. Again.
Why should I linger every time you snap your finger, little slowpoke? Why can't you hasten when you see the time's a waste and you're a slowpoke? Dear, why should I keep trying to change you? It's not the thing to do. I guess I'll have to learn to be a slowpoke too.
Homemaker hint from Jane Masters, co-director of the Norge Home Economics Department.
Next time you fry chicken in an open skillet, lay a damp paper towel on top and the grease won't spatter on you or smudge your walls.
Yes, and if you have a new Norge gas range with those wonderful spirulator burners, you won't have smudges on the outside of your pots and pans because the heat is focused. So no matter how high you turn up the gas, it can't spill over the sides. And the spirulator burners, available only in a Norge, actually cook faster with less gas. Another feature you get only in Norge is the famous balanced heat oven. It's so expertly designed and insulated that it makes no difference how you place things. Everything browns perfectly everywhere. Believe it or not, you can actually bake 6 perfect cake layers at once in Norge. Get your Norge dealer to show you the award-winning new self-starter gas range. The one that lights electrically. Because you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Chapter 38, The Children's Doctor. Sometimes children get sick, but most of the time they just pretend. However, they seldom repeat the sick routine after their first good taste of bitter medicine.
Over here, kiddo, watching Mr. Fowler, Kim, tone his clothes.
Don't get in his way while he's painting.
Yeah. Oh, he isn't any trouble, Lorraine.
Yeah, he ought to know better than that. Hey, what's those 2 bricks doing down there?
Well, they're holding the ladder so it won't slip.
Oh, really?
Why don't I learn to keep my big mouth shut?
I wonder what would happen if I knew one of them bricks. Probably nothing at all. He probably wouldn't even fall. And then again, he might. And then again, I don't know why I'm standing here worrying about it. I'm going to do it anyhow.
Junior, why are you moving that can of red paint so it'll be right below me?
You catch on fast, don't you? Oh, boy. Well, here we go. There's 1 brick gone. Hey, Mr. Fowler, I got a hunch you're going to wind up in the red.
No, Junior, no. I'll bake a cake for you if you won't touch that other brick.
A cake?
Yes.
With a lot of frosting on it?
Yes.
Chuck it in the middle?
Yes.
Wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Now, Junior, I know what you're thinking, but you wouldn't do anything like that, would you? you're kidding me.
Yeah, you keep laughing, kiddo. Yeah, you better be sure that your landing gear is down, that's all. Now, on second thought, I think I'll help you paint.
No, Junior, go home.
No, I want to help you paint. I will take this brush and start down here.
Junior, keep away from that red paint. That's for trimming.
Well, I'll touch up the windows. Then you won't have to bother about pulling down the blinds anymore.
Oh, good heavens. Don't paint those windows. It'll take me days to get that paint off.
You got nothing to worry about now, boy.
Uh-oh.
Junior, I saw that. Now, come here. I knew you were going to do something like that.
Well, that's funny. I didn't know I was going to do it until after I already did it.
Junior, you're going to be a little gentleman if I have to...
Oh, help me. You smacked me. I wish you'd use more of that Helen Curtis hand lotion. Your hands ain't as soft as you. What does I have to go in now?
No, you don't if you'll behave.
Oh, thanks, Warden.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, now, are you happy, fat boy? You happy? You caused me to get a whipping, fat boy? Flabby, 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 flabby.
Well, you're lucky I didn't tell her about my pie that's missing.
Someone stole the pie? Now, who would do the thing like that?
You. Because you love pumpkin pie.
I did not take your pumpkin pie because it was apple and you know it. You were just trying to trick me in the... Oh, please don't tell her. She may make me go to bed without me bread and water. She might even make me wash and with soap.
Well, that won't hurt you. Look at me. I wash with soap.
That's a good example why us kids fight against it.
Now, stand back. I'm going to clean these brushes, and I don't want to flick this red paint on you.
Yes. Careful, Fatso. Careful, boy. Why don't you write a book? You don't know how to paint. Look, you speckled my face all up. Look at that. I'm going to tell my mummy on you, Mr. Powell. I'll fix you in a snug.
Is that you, Junior?
Yes, Mummy.
Are you tired of playing?
Yeah, I don't feel well.
You don't?
No.
What's the matter? Are you sick?
I guess so.
Well, just a minute. Let me look at you. You know those red specks on your face. Measles!
What measles?
Measles!
Measles? Oh, I had measles! I got measles! I got measles! What's that?
Get yourselves upstairs, quick.
Get yourselves upstairs? How many?
I'll call Dr. Dowd.
Okay.
I got here as quickly as I could. Traffic's really self-concerned. Well, little man, how do you feel?
I'm sick as a dog. A great day at that. Oh, I'm not long for this world.
My little baby has measles. Junior, you're growing up. Why did this have to happen to you? Why? Why?
Why, let's not get sickening about it.
Tell me, Junior, do you feel weak?
Yes, I'm so weak they had to starch me underwear.
Let me see your tongue.
Oh, no, you don't. You ain't tricking me into something to get my face slapped.
Junior, stick out your tongue.
There.
Oh, wait a minute now. Not so fast.
Well, I don't want to get it cold. I don't have a coat on today.
Now, let me take a look at your throat.
You're not going to put that stick down my throat, boy. Put the ice cream back on it. You can...
Come on, now open your mouth.
Okay.
There.
Oh!
Bit my finger.
Junior!
I'm sorry about his finger. I was after the whole hand.
I see now. Well, your tonsils look pretty good.
They does. Let me see. Let me see, too. Let me see.
All right, here. Now, look in this little mirror here.
Oh, how about that? It looks like a bowling alley with one pin standing there.
Here, let's take a look at your chest.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny. Same spots are on your shirt.
That's serious, huh? It looks like you're sweating.
Lorene, will you step out to the hall? I want to talk.
Oh, certainly, Doctor. What's wrong, Doctor?
Nothing. Just peeking. That's paint on his face. But I think while I'm here, I should give him his antitoxin shot for diphtheria. There's an awful lot of it going around.
Just a second, Doctor. I think he's listening. Junior, are you eavesdropping?
Not me. I'm on my deathbed. I'm going to pass away, boy. You no longer have a little boy around here. No longer. I'm going to pass... Oh, no, no, no!
What's the matter?
I scared me down! What's the verdict, Doc? You going to operate?
Oh, no, no. I'm going to give you some medicine.
Give me some of Pop Weekend Tonic.
What on earth is Weekend Tonic?
One snort and the weekend is right there, boy.
Junior!
Here, what's that saying?
This is something to keep you from getting diphtheria. I'm going to give you a shot in the arm.
What's that big needle for? What you going to do, pole vault? Take it away.
Junior, he's only going to give you a shot in the arm.
He ain't going to shoot me.
Junior, get down off that headboard.
You're going to shoot me. If you do, boy, you'll have to get me on the run. I'll tell you that. Don't you touch me. I don't want to get sick and die. I'm following a serial on television.
This minute.
I can't help
now, wait a minute. He isn't going to shoot you. He's going to give you some medicine so you won't get sick.
I don't want it.
Oh, bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
Here now, this won't hurt.
It won't hurt.
No.
Well, what is I got to do?
Well, you just give me your arm.
I need it.
All right.
Now, you ain't going to use it for dartboards.
No. Now, don't act like that. You're too nice a little boy.
What's that?
I said, you're too nice a boy to act.
This bloke's blowed his crumpet. Now, that's the English picture we saw. Now, here, stuck me in my snare of the bones!
Look, I don't even have the needle in my hand.
I know, it's broke off in there.
No, I only patted your arm with a piece of cotton.
Oh.
Now, look, Junior, let you and me have a man-to-man talk.
Well, I would like to have a man-to-man talk, but we can't do that very well. You see, I don't have an address book.
I'll be serious now, Junior. Do you know that each year thousands of little children
die? If I do, boy, none of us eat, I'll tell you that.
Thousands of little children die every year because they don't have proper medical attention.
Well?
And when you grow up, you can tell your children that you didn't have diphtheria because you took antitoxin shots to prevent it.
Okay, stab me with the needle then. Go ahead.
I already have, while we were talking.
You mean you stuck that thing in my arm?
Yes.
Well, you think that was a nice thing to do?
I do that to all little boys and girls.
And does they cry?
Not at all.
Then what fun do you get out of doing it? Hey, look, Mummy, I'm germ-proof.
Well, I must be running along.
Oh, why don't you walk? It's a hot day. Hey, wait, Doc, I want to walk to the door with you.
Oh.
You're awful nice. Doctors are awful nice, aren't you?
Thank you, Junior. That's very nice.
The first guy you call when you're sick and the last guy you pay when you get well. Oh, but you're nice.
Hey, here. Here's a nickel for being a brave little boy.
Wendell.
What do you say, Junior?
You got another one? Hey, Doc, watch me slide down the banister.
No, Junior, no.
It's too late. I'm all ready for me takeoff. Look, Doc, no hands.
Junior, look out.
Oh, watch out. Oh.
Good heavens, what a fall.
Junior, are you all right?
I hurt me arm.
Badly?
I don't know, but before I couldn't bend it forwards and backwards.
Let me have a look at it, Junior.
Yeah?
Now, tell me where it hurts.
Well, you know, because me bite is worse than me warning.
Lorene, we'd better take him to my office. Arm's broken.
Oh, the poor baby. The poor baby. And he never really meant to hurt anything. Oh, bless his heart. Will you forgive Mummy for ever being mean to you?
Look, Tito, I got news for you. You better lay off of them Betty Davis pictures. I'm sorry.
This is Ron O'Connor saying, remember, in gas or electric ranges, refrigerators, washers, water heaters, or home freezers, everything Norge makes right. This week, your Norge dealer is displaying the award-winning new Norge self-starter gas range, the range that doesn't waste gas on ever-burning pilot lights, but starts surely, safely, and economically with electricity. The range with the exclusive spirulator burners that focus the flame for faster, cleaner cooking. The range with a balanced heat oven that bakes evenly at any part of the oven at any temperature setting. Yes, be sure to see the new Norge self-starter gas range at your friendly Norge dealer soon. And now, until next week...
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and reminding you that you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is the CBS Radio Network.